Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Acts chapter 20, verses 36 to 38. When Paul had finished speaking, he knelt and prayed with them. They all cried as they embraced and kissed him goodbye. They were sad most of all, because he had said that they would never see him again. There was clearly a very strong bond between Paul and the Ephesian elders, and this moment of parting was painful. Paul, of all people, had an absolute conviction in the wonderful future that God had for him. He often spoke with great confidence about the afterlife. In Philippians, he reflected on the life to come and summarized the situation by saying, "I long to go and be with Christ, which would be far better for me." I'm sure that Paul had no doubt that the elders would also have been looking forward to the same future. But even so, this moment of departure was sad and painful, and the tears flowed. We shouldn't be afraid of our emotions. At a funeral of a Christian, we always have much to celebrate. We believe that Jesus came to bring us eternal life. Therefore, death is only a change of state. Our life is secure in God's hands for time and eternity. Nevertheless, there is real sadness when a Christian dies, and it's important that we're open about that. Death cannot separate us from the love of God, but it does separate us from one another for a while, and we understandably miss the warmth, love, and conversation with the one who's passed. These verses are important for me because they reveal the depth of love that these Christians had for one another. If it had been a superficial or merely a working relationship, there would have been no need for tears. Throughout my years of ministry, I've moved on to a new sphere of ministry on a number of occasions. I've always found those moments incredibly painful and have never moved on without many tears. In every situation, precious relationships have grown up and deep roots have developed. The pain of moving on has been real, but I don't regret it because it has revealed the love that I've shared with others, and for that I will always be grateful. So let me ask you a question. How do you cope with moving on? And now let me pray with you. Loving God, thank you that you are with us all the time amidst all the changes and challenges of life. Amen. Well, I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. Thanks for joining me, and I hope you have a really good day today.